Welcome to all football fans, both local and statewide, to the premiere of the new season with all new episodes and current content. From the Okefenokee Swamp to the Chattahoochee River, to Macon and all central Georgia, to Athens, the classic city and home of your Georgia Bulldogs, to the metro area of Atlanta, and to the breathtaking views of the extreme northern portions of the Peach State. This is Season 3, Episode 1. This is the High School Football Jamboree, presented by Uncle Wayne's Steak and Barbecue. All right, folks, we're going to talk about reclassification today with Georgia High School, me and Phillip. We're going to kind of talk about what teams we think have a good chance to make it to the playoffs. We'll probably go more in depth about our classification, right? More than we will to others.
I think so.
And I want to say something. When I say something about a specific region, please do not be offended. I'm just stating the facts of what happened last year, and you're more than welcome to prove me wrong. Don't dislike your program. I'm not trying to, you know, make anybody hate us. We want you listening, but we're gonna talk about what we know and what happened last year, and we don't have all the information, but we have a pretty good amount of it, and you know, based on history, where these teams may be. We'll start out. I mean, first, we shrunk to 6 classifications.
Yep.
And
my brain hasn't processed yet.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you, the AAA to Single A, I'm trying to.
Oh yeah, the new bracket.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. So I may not get as much as in depth about that because I'm still learning.
Right. At least you got 4 classifications. That's still normal.
That's still normal. Yeah.
It's got a Single A D2 is still.
It's still normal.
Because there's no private schools.
No private schools there. But the rest of them is ridiculous. Which is why some of these private schools played way up.
Right.
You know, they'd rather have their chance to play in the playoff. Instead of that funny way that they're doing it. So like I say, I still haven't grasped it yet. I mean, I've read it, but I can't do an explanation of it right now. I don't want to make an idiot out of myself.
Right, but yeah, we'll have to see as the season goes, and we may, by the time we get here at this time next year, we'll
have a good grasp of it. Yeah. So let's start with Region 16A, which consists of Camden County, Colquitt, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, Tift County, and Valdosta. Surprisingly, Camden County was a semifinal team last year.
Yeah, that really surprised me.
Yeah, that was a damn good coaching job. You have to give credit to Coach Aaron.
If he's retired, and our thoughts and prayers are with him, because I know he's struggling with some health issues.
Yeah, it was cancer, I think. Well, I know that's what it was. Somebody told me it was cancer. And then Colquitt County lost a close game in quarterfinals. Or was it the second round? Where are they?
Yeah, I know.
No, it was the quarterfinals. They lost by 2 points to Milton, which was a really good game. I watched that.
Yeah.
I watched it again the other night. Really good game. They were that close to being in the championship. And I don't know, matchups make a difference. Would they have beat Walton? I don't know. Would they have beat Grayson? I don't know. Matchups do make a difference in a game,
they
you know,
do.
Sometimes. They made it to the quarters. Another surprising thing, Lowndes didn't make it to the playoffs.
That was that's what happened in a long time.
Long time. It's been a long time. Probably since Ware County and Waycross High consolidated. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Right, because, you know, when Randy McPherson got there years and years ago, he really changed the dynamic.
Well, now you got to give Milt Milner his credit.
Yep.
Because he won that state championship over there, the second state championship. He did a good job with him.
Yep.
He did a good job.
Forgot about him.
So you talking probably between somewhere in which we could look that up so easily. I don't want to speculate. But it had been a while that they had not been to the playoffs.
Yeah, we may have to do like John Nelson does and go to the history books.
Yes, yes, most definitely.
So.
But Richmond Hill first round, which was pretty good for them. They had made it a little farther the year before. They have a decent coach. Tift County did not go to playoffs last year.
Well, Tift County's been struggling for a good number of years.
Right.
But they just got Jeff Littleton from Bainbridge.
Right.
And so I think they just gonna. It might take him a while to build the program where he needs, but they struggled.
Yeah, and he'll get them there.
Yeah.
He will get them there.
Yeah, I was talking to.
That's if he, and I want to say this, if he's allowed to do what he needs to do.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that the administration will. If the parents over there would allow him, you know, to coach the players, get them together, allow your kids to be team players.
Right. You know, and, right. You know, I was talking to another coach a while back that when it comes to Jeff Littleton, he's not scared of much. He's very aggressive in the way he coaches.
Right. He does a good job.
He does.
Val Auster made it to the second round last year, and they have a few people back. They lost someone on the coaching staff who we have as defensive coordinator, but that staff is pretty solid.
Yeah.
People can say what they want about the head coach. Dude's a good coach.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And if they get the backing they need, they'll be able to win games over there. They're going to be pretty good. Quarterback who's being recruited as a safety.
Really?
Yeah. Georgia, he committed to Georgia, but to play in the secondary.
Oh, wow.
But he's a pretty good athlete. So, and Phil, I'm going to ask your opinion also. I think out of that region, Camden County, Colquitt, between Richmond Hill, Valdosta, those three definitely make it to the playoffs, and then Richmond Hill and the Tilt battle out for the four.
I think October 25th is going to be the telltale for that region, because that's when Camden is going to be playing Colquitt, and I think Camden is fortunate to have that game at home, because I can tell you that Colquitt County is a very, very tough place to play.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if home field advantage is going to help them or not, but I can tell you that that might be the telltale.
Camden has a lot of people back.
Right. And plus you got that dang good coach coming back as well. So.
Well, Camden, new coach.
Right.
Coming in.
That's correct.
Who just won a state championship.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I'm going to pause real quick. Uncle Wayne is here. He is our presenting sponsor for the podcast, and we just want to take a moment to thank him for all he does for us.
Yes, sir. All right. Go ahead, Philip.
Yeah, but yeah, Camden and Colquitt, though, that might be they might battle up for 1 and 2.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And then everything just will come into play.
Now, Valdosta could surprise us. I'm not saying that right. They could win the region. I'm not saying that. So, people in Valdosta, if you're listening to the podcast, wasn't putting you down. But they very well can win that region, too. It's Valdosta.
Right.
You know.
And I sent you guys a text the other day, a few days ago, that actually, Valdosta is in jeopardy of losing.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got a co-worker from Ohio. Trust me, I hear that all the time.
I got you.
Yeah.
But they've had that title for a long time, the winningest team in the nation.
That's right. Michigan and Valdosta. Michigan in college, Valdosta in high school.
Right.
Jim Harbaugh made reference to that.
Right.
Yeah. Moving on to 2-6A. The darling of that region is Carrollton.
Juju Lewis,
the real deal.
He is
the real deal. And it's not just Juju Lewis. It is the coach, Joey King.
It is.
Who has proven he is a good coach. This dude pretty good.
Now where did Coach King come from?
He was at Cartersville.
He was coaching with Trevor Lawrence, right?
Yeah, he was the head coach.
Okay, so
in Cartersville. Now, there's more backstory to that.
Okay.
He was the offensive coordinator at Carrollton when Ravon Teague was the head coach.
That's correct. I forgot about that, yeah.
And wanted the job. But Carrollton hired Dudley.
Right.
Coach Ed Dudley. Good coach. Fine gentleman. He goes over to Cartersville and proceeds to, you know, win two and go to three.
Right.
So, you know, you missed, you think him a what if, you know.
Right.
And he goes to college and then gets the job back at Carrollton.
Right.
And that was something else.
Correct.
For him to go back and what he did there, what he is doing there right now.
Right.
That program is going to be something else. But he has the best quarterback in the nation in Juju Lewis.
Absolutely.
You know, so,
I think the best opponent they've got in the region. I know they have an out of region game on September 13th against Gainesville,
yep.
But on October 4th they got Westlake. That Westlake might give them the only run for their money in that region.
I don't know. Yeah, they will. I don't know. Don't forget about Douglas County.
It had a good year last year.
Yeah. So Douglas County was a semifinal team in 6A.
Right.
They have a good coach. So we just can't, you can't count them out. They play Carrollton the last game of the year.
Right.
So that may be a good one. They have some, and listening to the coach's interview, he has some good people back.
Right.
Very good coach.
So
Chapel Hill, blowout first round last year. No disrespect to Chapel Hill. If they had some kids move in or something, you know, or the coach makes them better, I don't see them doing nothing in that region.
And there's nothing personal against Chapel Hill. I couldn't even point Chapel Hill on the map.
No, I know where it is. But, hey, we're going on what? You know, last year's playoff, it wasn't good. East Cowetta, again, what in some of these regions, we're not going to go over every team in it.
Right.
Because they're not. Some of them didn't even make playoffs
right. Last
year. But, you know, Carrollton, Westlake, and Douglas County are the stars of that region. You want to go ahead? You got anything you want to say about it before we move on?
No, just those three teams. I think they'll be battling it out for the top three.
All right. 3-6A is pretty much I'd say McEacher.
Yeah.
Everything else is a toss-up.
Yeah, I think so.
McEacher made it furthest in this in 7A last year, making it to the second round. Losing big, I might say, might add. Where are they? Yeah, 26 zip to Camden and Wayne T.
They said that Jeff Heron from Camden, he learned that Delaware wing T. I forget who he learned it from, but he learned it.
Yeah, the old coach at McEacher.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a coach there.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he might have learned it. I think he was coaching in Virginia before he came to Georgia.
Tubby Rains, I think, is the guy's name that told him to do a wear wing tee.
I stand corrected on that. But this region is a toss-up, with McEachin probably being the darling of that region. Anything you need to say about him? We'll move on to Region 4-6A. Grayson is in that region.
And Archer.
And Archer. Archer didn't do well last year. But traditionally, they've been good. I don't know if they're going on the downside of that. I didn't go and look at, you know, progression. But I think they'll be the two best teams in that region. Newton was put out in the first round. Everybody else didn't make it to the second round. And didn't even make it to the playoffs, excuse me.
I guess y'all like Grayson in that region.
Yeah, yeah. They're darling in that region.
Yeah, I'm not really a darling of anything, but I'll pick Grayson for that region.
That's right. All right, we're going on 5-6A.
All right.
Finals runner-up being Walton. And I think they'll win that region again. Most people say, well, they had these players come in, that player. Dude's a pretty good coach.
He is.
He's done good there. Everybody else, first, second round, North Paulding being the only team made it to the second round last year. and 7-8. Rest of them are first round losses and very big first round losses also. Where's Marietta? Lost to Westlake by double digits. North Carr got smoked by Collins Hill.
Right. Well, I got two things for this region. I agree with your assessment with that. Now, you mentioned that Region 1 with Camden and Colquitt and all those.
Mm-hmm.
That region will play this Region 5 in the first round of playoffs.
First round of playoffs.
And the last team you have listed here on the schedule is Wheeler.
Right.
A lot of people are going to be tuning in this next weekend for the Corky Kell Classic. And that namesake, Corky Kell, coached at Wheeler High School back in the day.
Right.
And he gave Corky Kell gave a lot back to the state by the way of high school football.
Oh,
so
right.
I wanted to honor him. He was another coach that had cancer as well.
Right. Yeah, he's going. Walton will win that region.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on to 6A. Nine teams there.
Mm.
All first-round losses.
Yep.
All first-round losses. Innovation Academy does not play varsity sports. South Forsyth and Forsyth Central didn't even make it to the playoffs. But these are all first-round exits. And this is a toss-up. I would have thought North Atlanta, which they did pretty decent last year, you know, as far as their history, but it could be Alpharetta. It's a toss-up.
Yeah. I might just go with them as my early pick. They play Houston County in the Corky Kell next Saturday against Houston County.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out. Or as we more frequently say, HOCO.
Yeah, HOCO.
Yep. Yeah.
Moving on to 7-6A. You had some teams. I was surprised Brookwood didn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think Phillip's a good coach. Phillip Jones, that is.
Yeah. I'm just a podcaster, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not a coach.
Yeah, exactly. I thought he was a pretty good coach. Didn't make the playoffs. And I for the life of me, for years, I can't figure out Meadow Creek. Large student population, just never had a good football team. And have had some good players, D1 players.
Yeah.
I don't know what the problem is there.
But
this is a tough region.
It is. And you can't look at Parkview without getting a sense of nostalgia.
Right.
Four straight state championships.
Exactly.
But, you know, and I will.
And they got smoked.
Oh, yeah.
In the playoffs by Carl.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are a shell of themselves. But go ahead.
But, you know, I like what was somebody made a point that all the teams have had runs at the state championship. You've had Parkview win four in a row. You've had West Rome win four in a row. You've had right. Valdosta to win four in a row. You've had Buford to win five in a row. None of them got to that record-breaking fifth consecutive state championship until a few years ago when Eagleslin and Christian did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They had way more talent than everybody else.
Right. And then
it was that much better than
everybody. Here's the thing. I remember in 2011 when Buford and Calhoun played for like the fourth time in a row in the state championship, there was this big deal of if Buford wins, they're going to be the record, five straight. But when Eagles Landing Christian won five in a row,
nobody made a fuss.
Nobody made a fuss about it.
Right.
But because it was Buford.
Most definitely.
They made a fuss.
Yeah, yeah. The school that keeps moving up in classifications and winning.
Yep.
People can say what they want about Buford, and we'll get to them in a sec here.
Yeah.
Good program all the way through. And in this 7-6A, which is a really tough region here, you got Norcross, North Gwinnett, Parkview, Petrie Ridge. Three of those teams made it to the second round. Norcross being one of them. Good program, good coach. I think Brookwood will be back in there, and we'll see what they're like in the Corky Kell this year. They are playing, right?
Who's that?
Brookwood.
Yes, Brookwood has Walton on next Saturday, Corky Kell.
Okay. I'm trying to get back to.
I'm really interested to see the outcome between Norcross and Peachtree Reds will be on September 20th. I don't know what that's going to determine for the region, but I'm interested in seeing the result.
Right. That should be a pretty good game. And depend on where they're at, each one of them, in the year.
That's correct.
And out of that region, who do you think?
Too early to tell for me.
Yeah, it is tough. I want to say Norcross.
Yeah, I think Norcross has a pretty good shot at it.
Yeah, pretty good shot of winning the region. North Gwinnett's pretty good and has been good. That's going to be a pretty good region to watch.
Oh, yeah.
8-6A.
Y'all didn't realize that we had a university in the GSSA, but the elephant in the room is the University of Buford.
That's right. And the first game of the year, they play Milton.
Yep. And that is going to be the GPV TV game of the week next Friday night. It's going to be in Milton up in Fulton County.
That's going to be a good one.
It is.
Did they not lose to them? Nope. They did. Yes, they did. No, they didn't. They lost to Grayson.
Right. And they regular season, they Buford lost to Mill Creek.
Lost to Mill Creek. So, yeah. And they're playing Benedictine.
Yeah. I want to go
in our region.
Yeah, I want to go to that game.
Yeah. On my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But me and you were recently talking. I think a lot of, course, I don't have any way to prove this, but it seems that a lot of these teams that they know that they're going to have a certain person they're looking at is going to be between them and the other team for the region championship. They'll play that team last, mm-hmm. as a bitter gate.
I see Mill Creek down there.
Last game of the year is Buford and Mill Creek.
Yeah.
And that game's going to be at Mill Creek.
Mm. That'll be a good one.
Yep.
That will be a good one. And that region's between Buford and Mill Creek.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and
tell
call
you.
It.
Yeah, Collins Hill made it to the second round last year. Milton beat them by 21 points. I think they're playing for third.
Yeah.
They're playing for third. No disrespect to you, Collins Hill, and Collins Hill fans, prove me wrong. All right, we're moving on to 5A.
Yep. It still feels like we just got done with 7A.
I know, right?
Still processing.
And what I'll do is flip over the last year results of playoff during that time for 7A, which most of those teams from 6A are now here. All right, in 5A. So Region 1 is most of your Savannah area schools and leading up to Savannah and Augusta.
Yeah, that's your coastal region, more or less.
Exactly. Brunswick second round team. We're going to find out here next Friday, or this Friday.
Yeah, this Friday.
How good Brunswick is, because they come to play us.
It's a scrimmage.
It's a scrimmage.
You be there?
Yeah.
Good deal. I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. They made it to the second round in 6A, and their loss was to Marist.
Yep.
They're in our class now, and I have some things to say about them.
Oh, yeah.
Good things.
Right.
Not bad things.
Now, while we're on this region, I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to Scott Riefen and Garrison, father-son team who called a place for Glen Academy Red Terror football.
Oh, yeah.
And been friends with Scott for, gosh, almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And we are actually providing stats for them for the radio show. In fact, I've already sent an email in for the first game against Wayne County.
Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. I'm looking at this region.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we've discussed before.
Brunswick, Glenn, and Effingham.
And Effingham. No disrespect to anybody else. I don't know if Statesboro is ever going to be back, made it deeper in the playoffs than we did.
But Bradville does good at –
Well, no, they made second round. Excuse me. They didn't make it deeper. It was Jenkins. I still don't understand that. But anyway.
Right. You got Bradville. They're pretty good at basketball. You got Evans.
Oh, that's a basketball region.
It is. And of course,
that's a basketball region. Except for Greenbrier, probably.
Greenbrier.
Lakeside Evans, yes. Yeah, Evans, yes.
Right. Now, Evans and Greenbrier, they do really good at baseball. And Greenbrier is actually won a state
championship. Evans got a good basketball team.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Greenbrier, I know they won a state championship in soccer at one point.
Yeah. Didn't make the playoffs last year. Effingham, Evans, and Statesboro. Made it in 5A, the old 5A, and the new 5A in Region 1. Moving on to Region 2.
Hmm.
That's a tough region, folks. You have 6A state champion, Thomas County Central. And listen, 5A this year is virtually 6A last year.
Yeah, more or less.
More or less. You have last year's champ, Thomas County Central, who looks pretty good this year. I know it's just a scrimmage, folks, but they look good. Where are they at? And looking at their schedule. Now, well, you know what? At Coffee last year, last game of the year.
Yep, I'm going to that game.
Coffee and Thomas County Central?
Yep, I got some friends going with me.
That's the last game of the year. That region's tough.
It is. Honestly, like, I don't want anybody in Middle Georgia to be mad at me, but I'm thinking that veterans will automatically be the odd man out.
I don't know that. I can't say that.
I mean, I can't really either, but.
I can't say that because Northside, I don't know what has happened to them.
Right.
I mean, I was looking at them last year. They have the size. They have the kids. I don't know. There's something going on. They just had a stroke of bad luck. I mean, they won 10 games for, what, 15 years straight, something like that?
Yeah.
I may be wrong on the exact number. But to see them like this is, you know, it's kind of off.
Yeah, because you think of, and I don't want any of the Ware County fans to be mad at me, but, you know, how many years did they have the success that they had back in 07, you know?
Yeah, I remember 99 we lost to Camden, but we were gonna have to travel to Northside to play them. And that year they end up going playing Lions, who we beat, mind you, was a pretty good game. They go up there and play Lions in the semifinals. I watched that game, and they lost to them. Lions jumped out. Northside jumps out to a lead. You know, I'm thinking, man, they can't stop this game. No. Lions come back, winning on a field goal. That was a game. That's a pretty good game. But you have here, and very well could be veterans on Northside, our personnel. I think they both possibly could not make the playoffs in this region because Coffee is decent. Houston County is going to be good. Their quarterback is back. Lee County is always good. They probably got every good player in that region going in that school. I mean, in that area going in that school. And then Thomas County Central.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the top four, yeah. Now let me ask you about this region. What are the odds that we could see a three-way tie in this region?
That could happen. Very well could happen.
I think it's very possible.
It could happen. I won't disagree with it. But that's going to be a tough haul to do against Thomas County.
Yep.
They look decent.
And I want to give a shout-out. I have a former co-worker who's retired now. But she graduated from Thomas County Central. But then when we played Thomas County Central in 2007 in the Georgia Dome, she pulled for us instead of her alma mater.
Whoa. Wow.
And I said, well, I know where your loyalty is.
Yeah. Well, moving on to 3-5A, toss-up.
Yeah, it's toss-up.
Banneker lost to Jenkins.
Yeah.
Who we hung 50-something points on. They did well in the playoffs.
Right.
Dutchtown, pretty good program, pretty good team. And Hughes. And I say it would be between Dutchtown and Hughes. No disrespect to Lovejoy, McIntosh, Morrow, Noonan, or Northgate.
Yeah, so Dutchtown will be at Hughes on September the 20th.
Yeah.
And that's kind of early in the season, given.
And I want to go out and moving on to 4-5A, unless you had something else to say. Moving on to 4-5A. Dutchtown's lost to Jenkins. lost to Jenkins last year. Let that sit in.
Yeah, please.
And Arabian Mountain lost to Jenkins 4-5A last year. Credit to Jenkins, who made it farther than we did, made it to the quarterfinals.
Yep.
Credit to them. It's just one of them times. You know, stuff happens, and it happened.
And while we're getting into Region 4, 5A, I want to point out, and I did get confirmation from John Nelson on this, Lakeside DeKalb, you might call it Lakeside Atlanta, depending on what you're reading, they have historically played a non-region schedule.
And they're playing
and they are playing a region schedule this year.
Yeah.
But and I got that from John Nelson because that's where he graduated.
Man, that's horrible. And you think about it with the kids, that means nobody wanted to invest in the program. And whoever the coach was trying to build a winning attitude there. And he probably has done that by playing that non-region schedule. I haven't looked at their schedule to see what it was like. But he probably has, you know, kind of raise the expectations by playing that non-region schedule and getting into the region now.
And of course, the obvious statement is that, and go unsaid, but when you play a non-region schedule, you're automatically disqualified from the playoffs.
Right, of course. Woodward Academy is the darling of that region.
Easy.
Moving on to 5-5A. Rome.
Oh, yeah.
Enough said. They're going to win that region.
Yeah.
No disrespect to everybody else. Rome.
Yeah,
like, prove me wrong.
Yeah, so I think, and I like I said, I don't want anybody in Northwest Georgia to be mad at me, but I think the only two teams that are going to give them a run for their money are two non-region games, and that's Creekside and Carrollton.
Yeah.
And they play Creekside and Cork and Kill.
Right.
So, like I say, prove us wrong, people.
Hey, we don't mean no harm. We're just going on.
And we don't get offended.
That's right.
We don't get offended.
You won't hurt our feelings.
At all. Well, hey, we have tough skin here at Gymboree.
That's right. Rome is the darling of that region. Moving on to 6-5A. Toss up.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Creekview been pretty good. I would say, you know, for that, you know, in their region, but they got, you know, beat pretty good in the playoffs. Got put out in the first round. They could be pretty good, and they can win that region. No disrespect to anybody else. All of them, Sprayberry, River Ridge, and Creekview, first round exits.
Yeah, well, I kind of had to take it back when somebody was. First time I heard that there was a school called Sprayberry.
Oh, yeah, they've been around a while.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I said, I'd rather have Mayberry.
Yeah, they've been around a while. Yeah, that's going to be a toss-up, yeah. And people may say, well, you're saying that because you don't know much. Oh, yeah, I did watch a few of y'all games last year, some of you. Yeah, that's a toss-up. 7-5A.
Oh boy.
Pretty good region.
It is. I'm looking at Gainesville. They open up against Marietta next Friday as part of the Corky Kill. No, it's not the Corky Kill. This is the regular game against Marietta.
Oh, I want to watch that. I'm going to have to go back and replay that.
Yeah, but I don't think it's part of the Corky Kill, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna go rewatch that. Unless they don't allow their games to be rewatched on National Federation High School website. I think Gainesville win that game.
Yeah, I think so. And of course they've got
handily.
Yeah, I think of course, you know, when you look at it, they got some good quality teams. I don't know anything about Moody High School out of Alabama, but they got Westlake, they got Carrollton.
That's right.
But they're also playing Milton and Roswell. I forget how good Roswell's been over the last couple seasons.
I wonder, wait a minute. Now, so they're playing Milton and Roswell?
Yeah.
Why is that? Oh,
they're the same region.
So Beautiful City Park, that's Oh, they're playing in Roswell. I thought you said at Roswell. Forgive me.
Yes.
So, you can't hear me, right? I was far away from the mic. They're playing Roswell, not in Roswell. Like, wait a minute.
Right, yeah, so.
Did I miss something about the stadium?
Okay, so Gainesville has Milton on October 11th, and then they have Roswell on October 25th.
That's a good, tough schedule. And they, like you said, they got Westlake and Carrollton.
Right. And from what I see here, Carrollton's not afraid to play anybody.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's what good teams do.
Right. So I'm going to be interested in seeing how Milton lines up against Roswell and Gainesville.
And Buford.
And Buford, yeah.
This is going to – I want to say this, y'all, people listening. Milton is the team to beat in 6A, along with Thomas County Central.
5A.
5A, excuse me, 5A. I'm thinking about last year.
Yeah, me too.
Even though they were in 7A. Milton is the team to beat in 5A, along with TCC. They bring back everybody almost. They are going to be good. Prove me wrong is all I say.
And I'm trying now to get a grasp on the can I get a grasp on how many good games we're going to have first round of the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
There ain't going to be that many blowouts.
There ain't going to be that many blowouts, yeah. Well, there will be.
But
some region versus region matchup.
But I'm just saying it's not going to be as much as it usually is.
Yeah, it usually is, right. These regions are pretty good. And moving on. Not moving on yet, because let's say this.
Okay.
This is how good in 6A, Chattahoochee, quarterfinals. Of course, Gainesville in quarterfinals. Lost by 3 points to runner up Woodward Academy. Lanier, second round. Milton, 7A champs. Roswell, quarterfinals, 6A. Of course, they got smashed by Marist in that triple option.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. And I'm going to get to that. We're going to talk about that next. 8-5A, only two of the teams made the playoffs, Habersham Central and Loganville, and they both got beat. Rest of these guys didn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't even know who to call for that region, to be honest.
I don't either. I'm going to call it a toss-up. And on to our classification for Quad A. We start with, I think, one of the toughest regions in the state of Georgia.
Yes.
One Quad A.
And I think the key word for this region can be summed up in one word, travel.
There is some travel, but I looked at the map today, the way they have it fixed out, the two Savannah schools and Wayne County in that direction over there. And well, actually, they got Wayne County closer to us, but then you got two Savannah schools and then two. And then the
Warner
Robins area.
Yeah.
This is their playoff finish.
Yeah.
Benedictine semifinals, 4A. And let's look at that bracket. Semifinals 4A. And who did they lose to? Stockbridge, the runner up.
It goes next week, Stockbridge lost to Perry.
They lost to Perry. New Hampstead, second round 4A. Who did they lose to? Stars Mill. Who lost by 4 to Perry. Perry, 4A state champions. Ware County, second round, our beloved Gators.
Yes. Last minute field goal.
Last minute field goal. Hey.
Hey, I was at the bottom of the stands begging people for a defibrillator.
And Strickland has done a wonderful job with our Gators.
He has.
He bought a state championship here.
Yes.
He is the man. Warner Robins. Ah, I hate to say it. Quarterfinals.
Yeah.
A little luck. And people got to remember, when you make it deep in the playoffs, it is about skill and good coaching, but sometimes luck plays a role in you moving on. And it played a role for them. I mean, we fumbled the ball, what, twice in the red zone?
Something like that.
Should have come back, been up 2 touchdowns in that game, or at least 10 points. We had a bad day. It happens. But I'm going to tell you right now, I now have a grandson that plays high school. That's hard to believe. And I take him to practice, and I'm looking at these kids. We look good. Coach Strickland and his staff has done a good job in the offseason with these kids, with strength and conditioning. They look good. So that means they took it serious, because we know how it is in high school. You know, you leave PE weights. Some of us don't touch any weights after that. Some of these kids look like they've been doing other things after that. You know, they had added to what was being given to them. So these kids look good. And yes, I am a homer. I am a Ware County fan. I will not deny that. But I'm telling you, these Gators look good.
Well, I'll say this from the other side about Coach Strickland. I remember when he got the job here at Ware County, because he came from Pierce. He was at Pierce for 2 seasons.
Right.
And the first thing I heard right after he got hired was that the strength and conditioning that he did at Pierce was like night and day.
Yeah. I had heard that. Now, let's not discredit Coach Stevens, who had a very good strength and conditioning program.
Yes.
It was rigorous. But our current coach, Coach Strickland, has done a wonderful job, strength and condition.
I agree, sir.
You know, and Dan Ragle. Let's not discredit these people. And Ed Dudley. But I would think that you rate them, Dan Ragle, probably Strickland being at the top, Stevens, Dan Ragle, far as weight. I don't know. Dan could be neck and neck with Strickland, far as but they were all good coaches. Don't get me wrong. Ed Dudley, Dan Ragle, Franklin Stevens, and now the man that bought the state championship, the Ware County, Coach Strickland.
Yes, son. And I'll echo what Matt Stewart said. Matt Stewart's one of the play-by-play gentlemen who called our game, state championship game, against Warner Robins. He says there's a lot of people who thought that night would never come.
Yeah.
And I later told Coach Strickland, I was like, man, I'm glad I got to see it with my own eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I am glad I got to see it. Warner Robins, of course, we just said that. And Wayne County got beat in the first round in 4A. Their coaches left. They have some very good players back, but and I hear from people saying, oh, they're going to be down a little bit this year. I ain't buying that. I'll find out. We'll find out when the season starts. But they do look to be at the bottom of this region. And let me say this, one of these teams that made it deep into the playoffs, there's a possibility they won't get in the playoffs.
Right.
That possibility is there.
Right. And so I'm kind of looking here. So bear with me, Rick, because I got a scenario. We play Benedictine on, let's see, where's our schedule? Okay, we play Benedictine on September 27th, right?
Right. Hold on, let me get to it. Bear with me. Bear with me.
I'm bearing.
It's Triple A.
You're right, man. There's a lot of good talent in this whole region, man. It's brutal.
It is.
Absolutely brutal.
It is brutal. That's going to be some games to watch. And I want to talk about, and I know you want to too, our schedule.
Yeah.
Where are we? Here we are. Here we are. Let's get to Ware, Robbins, Wayne County, Ware County. Yep.
So September 27th.
Right.
But then you got to look, Benedictine will be at Warner Robbins the next week on October 4th.
Yeah.
So I say whatever happens between us and BC, then what happens between BC and Warner Robbins?
And BC and Perry.
Yeah.
And us and Perry. Those three or four weeks right there,
yeah,
is where the rubber going to meet the road. We're going to find out who's who. And I think we're going to have a pretty good team this year. I say it again. I think we're going to have a pretty good team this year. But those are some battles. Now, listen, there's semifinals. Like I said before, second round, finals, second round, quarterfinals. First round for Wayne County. All deep playoff teams. All deep playoff teams. And our schedule. Applin, who's traditionally good, didn't look good in scrimmage, but it was a scrimmage, folks. Don't, you know, lean too much into that. And then at last year's state champion in 5A, I could say some things about that, but I'm not. Coffee.
Yeah. Do you like yours black or not? Drink your coffee.
That's going to be a good one. And Bainbridge comes into Memorial. We'll see what the new coach has done with them. Then, guys, how many times have we scheduled Bartram Trail and a hurricane stop it? COVID, a hurricane. Pick any natural disaster and pandemic.
And it's going to happen that week.
Yeah. So, hey, hope we can play them. Last year they played 13 games, I think. Watched their playoff game last year. Pretty decent team. I don't know what they have coming back. I think I looked at it. Running back was leaving and a quarterback. But they're traditionally pretty good out of Jacksonville. Decent team. Lincoln of Tallahassee. Georgia linebacker Raylan Wilson is from there. They played 13 games last year.
Oh, yeah.
In Florida, in the playoffs. Pretty good football team. Losing to the runner-up, Gainesville Buchholz. I have a friend, old friend, Keith, that was a running back for Gainesville Buchholz. Back in the day, y'all, we talking about in the 80s. A good friend. Gainesville Buchholz, runner-up in Florida last year. After that, the region begins, and we got Benedictine. Now, y'all, let me say this. 1, 2, 3, 4 straight home games. Please be there to support our Ware County Gators.
Well, New Hampton and Perry are away.
Nope. Listen to me. I'm talking about before that.
Oh, yeah.
Bainbridge, Bartram Trail.
I'm with you.
Trail, Lincoln of Tallahassee, and Benedictine. Four home games. Let's be there. These are critical. That fourth home game is critical. But we want to win them all now. Don't get me wrong. But please be there to support those Gators. Then we travel to New Hampstead and their extraordinary quarterback.
Right.
That's going to be a good game.
Yep.
You know, I think our defense is going to be up to the challenge. Then at Perry, defending 4A state championship. That's going to be a game, too. And then who's become a rival to us pretty much as Northside has, and we don't play them anymore, but Warner Robbins and Memorial Stadium. We owe them.
We do.
We owe them. And then the last game at Wayne. Hopefully we have not lost a game by the end.
Yeah.
Let's hope. But we have a well-prepared team. And I think you may very well see four of the teams out of this region go deep into the playoffs.
I wouldn't be surprised if the whole region was still sitting in the quarterfinals.
Not at all.
But here's the thing. Once you get to the semifinals, that's when you can have a rematch with a region mate. We all might be still standing in the semis.
Hard to beat teams twice.
Yep.
We're going to move on from the darling of regional 4A football and move on to region 2-4A. There's some move ups there that's pretty, one move up that's pretty interesting. And that would be Eagles Landing Christian. Because the way the playoffs are formatted, they did not want any part of that.
Right.
So they moved up to 4A. Hats off to them. Can they compete? Yes, they can.
Yes.
They will compete. They will compete to win in that region. But Stockbridge, whose coach moved on, they should still be pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who they lost, who moved out, who moved in, but they should be pretty good.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Jones County.
Jones County.
And I'm looking at a Stockbridge and possibly an Elka.
Yeah, correct. No disrespect to the other teams. Prove us wrong.
Correct. And like I say, and I say this every season, that, you know, you might have a team that's not so good in football, but they might be good at another sport.
So. And other sport, that's right. That's right.
So you know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. Moving on to 3-5A. Central of Carroll, quarterfinal team in 4A, and let's pull that up because there are going to be a couple of teams that we have to talk about out of 4A. They lost to Stars Mill by 4 points.
Who is that? Central?
Central Carrollton.
And they lost
Stars Central Carroll County.
Right.
Lost by 4 points to Stars Mill.
And now they're in the same region.
And they are in the same region. That's going to be a battle. That's a good region. That's a tough region. Stars Mill was a semifinal team, well coached.
And Griffin's been down a little bit.
Yes, they didn't make the playoffs.
I think they only won one or two games.
That is crazy. That's crazy.
And so I'm looking at a Central of Carroll. I'm looking at a Stars Mill battling it out for first and second. Then maybe Jonesboro for a third.
Hold on now. Don't forget about Harris County.
Yeah.
They were a quarterfinal team last year. They were a quarterfinal team last year.
Yeah, but yeah, so.
So we can't forget about them.
So maybe between Harris County and Jonesboro.
Well, and Stars Mill. I mean, this is a. Go ahead. What were you
going to
say? Now, this is a tough region.
Yeah.
These are pretty good teams here who made it deep into the playoffs. But what were you going to say about Stars Mill and Jonesboro?
Well, I'm looking at Stars Mill and Central of Carroll first and second, Harris County and Jonesboro for third and fourth.
That's a pretty tough region. Moving on to 4-5A. Mays and Creekside. Creekside winning. I think Creekside wins that region. Mays got put out the second round. They have been pretty good here lately. Hats off to them. No disrespect, but Creekside is the squad there. And another team that moved up, didn't want to deal with the way the playoffs are formatted, and down from 3A on, and is it, Division II is not,
right,
doesn't have any private schools, so right. they won't do that.
Right.
Okay. So, Pace Academy is in 4A. And they have kids that come in every year. Okay, you may say they want to recruit. People want to take the kids there. They could be decent in that region. Creekside wins it. Maybe Mays gives them a little trouble. It could be Creekside or Mays. You might as well go ahead and say in one or two. And then the rest of it is a toss-up.
Right.
Anybody could win that region. Moving on to 5-4A. Hold on. Gosh, I keep doing this. Let's get it back.
So, yeah, region 5.
Well, you got the schedule, but you kept your phone. It's not going down like mine. Go ahead.
Now mine's freaking out. Okay, Yeah, this is not going to be that strong of a region, really, minus Marist.
Yeah.
And you got a little something about the triple option.
Yeah, I got a lot about it. And first of all, I'm going to talk about Marist. All
right.
And they're a private school. They are. And people may say a lot of things about them. They may say, hey, they recruit and all that stuff. Listen, people, ain't nobody taking their kid to a school to run the triple option. They taking their kid other places to get them in school. Triple option ain't one of them.
Right.
If it's a good athlete there, it's pretty much, he's probably a good student too.
Right.
Not to say anybody at any other school ain't a good student. But there's a reason people take their kids there.
Right.
It ain't to run the triple option.
Right.
All right.
And Alan Chadwick is their coach. He literally started coaching the year I was born in 85. And he's been there ever since.
Right.
And right now he's the winningest active coach in the state of Georgia.
And I want to tell you something. They run that option. They execute it. I admire what they have done there. They have always been winners. Always running the football. One of the best games last year was them and Thomas County Central, who over the years became a rival to them in the 90s.
That's right.
They played some battles. Marist is a good football team, and they scare me more than anybody else in Quad A, simply because of the triple option and the discipline needed to stop it.
Right.
You have to be disciplined. They keep the game close and they slow it down. You can't make mistakes with them. And not just on defense, on offense. You can't be dropping footballs, all that stuff, going out on three and out because you're going to put your defense back on the field and they are going to grind it. They are fine with 3-4 yards in a cloud of dust and dumping it off to the tight end or receiver every once in a while. They fine with that. And it is a well-oiled machine with good coaches, very good coaches, some with some college experience. So they have a good program. I know I've spoke highly of Buford and their program and how they run things there and how through every sport they compete. And they hire the best coaches for every sport. Not saying anywhere else ain't hired who they thought was the best. I'm just saying those two programs do it well. And Marist has done it well in football.
So you're talking about the way they run that triple option with 3 yards in a cloud of dust? Sounds like old-timey football to me.
Yeah, pretty much. I want to look at their schedule and see who they play.
They open with Jefferson.
They open with Jefferson. That'll be a pretty good game.
Then at Woodward Academy.
That'll be a good game. That'll tell us how good they'll be. And then from then on out, pick your butt whooping.
Yeah.
I said it. Prove me wrong. Pick your butt whooping. Maybe Southwest DeKalb will be. They used to battle it out.
Yeah.
You know. And you know, people moving out from DeKalb out into Gwinnett and all that, when everything started to be like, kind of took Southwest DeKalb down. They used to be a powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they can make a fuss. St. Pius is a rival. Will they be able to stop the Eagles? I don't know. It being a rivalry, something may happen.
Right.
But I say Marist wins that region. I say.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to add there? No. Let's move on to 6 Quad A with our former coach, Ed Dudley. Good guy, good coach. Love him to death. He has Cambridge, Centennial, Kale, Westminster.
I'm looking at
Westminster was AAA last year, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at Blessed Trinity and Westminster on October 18th.
I pick Blessed Trinity.
Same. I picked Kale for third place, and I picked Cambridge for fourth place.
I agree. I don't see West Miller, though. Were they in AAA last year?
I think so, yeah.
That was one I missed out on, notes wise.
Right.
I picked Blessed Trinity. Kell has been kind of going now.
Yeah.
They have some good players. Watch them play. They were in games, winning it, and somehow gave it up.
Right.
I say Blessed Trinity. I'm going with Coach Dudley. Coach, if you listen, I'm going with you.
I got you. We'll make sure he knows that we've given him a shout out on the show.
Moving on to 7 Quad A. Pretty good region. Semifinal team there in Cartersville. Cass quarterfinals. Dalton, second round. Hiram, second round. They battled it out with Cartersville, Calhoun, and Cass last year in that region.
Yep.
But you're adding Cedarton to it, who is it? Jamie Abrams,
yep.
Former coach with our Gators.
Yep.
I want to say Cartersville.
I like Cartersville. I like Cedartown.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I think my Cinderella team, you might throw something at me when I say this, but my Cinderella team is going to be Cass.
No, I don't think they're Cinderella. I think they're going to be pretty good. They've gotten good. I mean, they lost a good receiver in Scobie White.
Yeah.
Who now plays for the Georgia Bulldogs. But I think they're going to be all right. I wouldn't call them a Cinderella. They have a good coach.
So I pretty much have Cartersville and Cedartown battling it out for first and second on October 18th.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know about that.
And then I got Cass in third place, and I got the winner between Dalton and Hiram for fourth place.
I don't know about that. I won't just give it to Cedarton like that. You got to see how they play against these teams.
Yep.
I don't know.
But I've been wrong before.
Me too. My granddad used to say, keep living.
That's what they say.
And then finally, 8 Quad A. And I say finally, y'all, because the way the rest of these are set up, we're not going to get into that. There's some pretty good teams. Maybe next time we talk about 3A down to 1A, we got a better grasp.
Let's do that.
Let's do that, yeah.
Let's go ahead and talk about Region 8 first, though.
Yeah, let's talk about Region 8. East Side, second round, Flower Branch, first round. Rest of them didn't make the playoffs.
Now, one thing I mentioned last season is Flowery Branch. They're the Falcons.
Yeah.
And I understand that the Atlanta Falcons has their training camp there in Flowery Branch.
Do they steal?
Last I'd heard, I really don't keep up with the NFL, but
I don't know. I have checking that.
All right, but I'm pretty sure that's how they got the mascot of the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm a football guy. I don't turn none of it down.
Right. I've just never had the interest for the NFL. It's just a personal thing for me.
Yeah, I like watching the NFL. They're professionals. That's where you get to see, you know. I like college football is more exciting. But, yeah, I'm a football guy.
Right.
I watch the Canadian League. Ask my wife, I watch a Division II game on TV if ain't nothing else on. And go back and replay those games. So I'm a football guy. I'm a diehard football guy.
Gotcha. But I like East Side.
East Side, yeah. Second round team in 5A, folks.
Right, and I kind of like North Oconee too, kinda.
I didn't see them down there. Yeah, they ought to be pretty good in that region. How did I miss that?
And I somewhat like Madison County.
I don't know about that.
So,
I say East Side, North Oconee.
Oh, that game's gonna be on October 11th.
Who else? Let's look at the East Side's non-region schedule. Oh. Well, they're staying close to home, though. Newton, Hiram, Alcove, Archer. Pretty good game. Flowery Branch, Madison County, Walnut Grove, North Coney, East Forsyth, and then Cedar Shoals, last game of the year. Cedar Shoals? Yeah. Ain't been good in a while. Have made the playoffs, but some of these regions, and I'm not going to say it, but some of these regions, you know, they're not big on football. But I think Quad A is strong. Quad A is very strong. It's going to be some good football this year, folks. I'm looking forward to it. Come out tomorrow and watch, this Friday, come out and watch Brunswick and Ware County in the scrimmage. Come out and see our boys.
Only Rick knows what just happened. Okay, we're gonna leave it at that. But if you know, you know.
Yeah.
So
Philip has a lot of love for Brunswick.
So definitely we're gonna see, and I want to make a producer's note here and say how thankful I am for Rick for stepping up to the plate. I wasn't even sure that season 3 was going to be a thing this year. I didn't know if it was going to be renewed, but I had him and Cody both step up, and I can tell you I've learned a lot from Rick over the years, and it's just a blessing that I get to do the show with him every week.
I appreciate that, man, but thank you. Because, you know, we had talked about it. I said, well, I'm doing a little podcast, just talk about football as a fan, you know. And you did that. You did it, and you asked me to come do this. Man, I appreciate it. Thank you. You the one stepped up the plate with what you got going on. You did a good job.
I appreciate that. And like I say, I've learned, even away from football, I've learned a lot from you, and you definitely made me a better person.
Well, I hope that don't get you in trouble, what I taught you.
Hey, you sold me two cars, man, okay?
Yeah, and I appreciate your business.
Yeah, and I appreciate you supporting my meager salary at my place. All right, we're going to go from there, and we'll be back maybe another day to tackle other classifications and that kind of thing. So we will see y'all next time.
Welcome to High School Football Jamboree at Uncle Wayne's Steak and Barbecue. We are doing our hometown heroes interviews today, and we are talking with Dr. Misha Porter, Jr., correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Former Ware County High School athlete. What years did you attend Ware County?
I was at Ware County High School from 2003 to 2007.
2007. About the same time my daughter Kim lived.
Yes.
In which sports and or activities were you involved during your high school career?
So I was kind of inconsistent. I jumped around a little bit. My primary focus was track and field, but I dabbled in a lot of everything, honestly. Football, I made the football team, wrestling team 1 year, I even marched in the band a year. But track was always my passion because from a little kid, I always had these aspirations of running at the collegiate level and maybe making it to the Olympics. So I originally set my sights for Florida A&M University, and I applied to school there. My goal was to start their pharmacy program, run track and field there, and complete pharmacy school.
Okay, all right. During your high school years, football program at Ware County reached 3 very distinct milestones. In 2003, the first region title in 25 years. In 2004, there was the first semifinal appearance since 1976. And in 2005, we upset Lions, who was ranked 2 nationally, including those. What other memories do you have during your high school career?
Well, absolutely, I remember 2003. Because that was very, like, the stadium was packed.
Yeah.
Those are some of those memories that you have where it's just like it's wall to wall people, and these aren't even the semifinals or the next round yet. This is just regional play. So I remember just distinctly just seeing all the people walking around everywhere. You know, there's some memories that just play in your head, kind of like I still envision the Georgia Dome in Ware County playing TCC.
Yeah.
Before the state championship against, what was it, Northside, Warner Robins. So I think about that, and it just, like a still image in your head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I definitely remember beating Lounge, too, because that was a different type of... I think that the thing I remember about that game the most was the band. The band was rocking tonight.
Yeah.
It was like they had the whole crowd electrified.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bird was pretty good with the band back then. Okay. And I can say I was a lot younger and was part of that being live, you know. Those were some pretty good memories, especially 2003, like you said, about Thomas County Central. Mm-hmm. I think it was Ryan catching that football. Oh, late in that, yeah, against that, oh, yeah, that was exciting.
Oh, yeah, you know the star players, so I always, you know, living in Atlanta now, people always ask, you know, when they realize how relative you are in age to whomever, they ask, you know, such and such, like, yeah, oh, you played there, or you were on this, or I remember playing you on this sport, you know.
Right.
It's different. People don't realize the impact that Waycross and Ware County sports, South Georgia sports, have on even larger cities like Savannah and Atlanta, because it leaves an impression. They know us. They know us for being, you know, athletes. They know us for being supportive. You know, one thing they say about Waycross is Waycross brings a crowd no matter where we go.
That's right. We show up. We do show up. All right, next question. What other high school accomplishments would you like to share with our listeners?
While I was in high school, I joke and say I was a little bit of a nerd and a jock. I liked all the activities. So I was in, you know, most every club, FBLA, Beta Club, you know, Model UN. My main accomplishments were I've always been like a writer. So I really enjoyed being a part of the newspaper staff and doing editorials and whatnot with Mr. Smith. He was our leader during the time. I definitely took part of like activities where I worked with like the administration, working in the office. I did that all 4 years. Traveling with the different teams, traveling with the different academic groups, academic quiz bowl, George Quiz Bowl, and all that. So that was a good experience because some of those people that I met along the way ended up being people that I re-encountered later in college.
Really?
In life.
Wow.
And we established. I always say that my circle has been the same since childhood with a few additions and a few subtractions.
Right.
I've been able to add some great people because I was able to meet them through the opportunities I had on Waycross.
Good. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. I know I remember you working, if I'm not mistaken, at Kroger's in the pharmacy.
Yes.
And I think I might have talked to your dad because, you know, we're friends. I've known him since he's I'm older, but he's been around since he was a child. And he, I know all of them. We close.
Absolutely.
It may have been him saying that you were going to be a pharmacist.
Yes.
And
so I started off when I graduated in May of 2007. Immediately, I think it was July 2007, I started in Kroger Pharmacy as a pharmacy technician. I started off in college at Waycross College.
Yeah.
It was a Swamp Fox before they turned into the Hawks. I loved it. People joke about the mascot, but I mean, it was a different type of experience. I still tell people that was one of the best college experiences I ever had.
That's right. I attended it too, and the good thing about it, smaller class size.
Absolutely.
You'd be able to get more attention and get more work done.
Absolutely. So with me working at Kroger in the pharmacy, that's when I applied to Florida A&M and Valdosta State and Albany State and a few other schools. I got an acceptance in all of them. I had some preliminary acceptance for me trying to get moving forward to the pharmacy program. But the beautiful thing is, like what I tell the kids that I mentor, you always want to get your foot in the door just to see what things are, see how they transpire, to see if that's something that you want to do. Because from childhood, I always said to myself, I want to be a pharmacist, and then I began working in a pharmacy over the next first two years, and I eventually discovered that may not have been the line of work that I wanted. So I was able to make that decision, and from that, it shaped how the rest of my steps went.
Good, good. Yeah, that's the good thing about attending your community college. You go in thinking one thing, and you realize this ain't what I really want to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can relate to that because I changed my major 3 times.
Did you?
Yeah. Coming out of high school, I wanted to major in biology, but I went to the military. Mm-hmm. Instead, I should have went but that's another thing. We ain't talking about me. But I changed my major twice. I thought I wanted to be a lawyer, and I found out I didn't.
It takes a special type of engagement for that. I have a passion for that research.
I had that, but it was more along the lines of biology, so I switched back.
Gotcha.
I wanted to be a molecular biologist, you know, but that's kind of hard when you're married with three kids. So let's move on to questions, which you kind of answered some of these other questions. So we're gonna move a little bit ahead to current student athletes of Ware County. What does it mean to be a Gator?
I say for me, being a Gator is kind of synonymous with perseverance. I think growing up, I tell people all the time, my description for myself is city-minded, mm-hmm. country heart with an old soul.
Right.
Two of those portions that you only get in growing up in South Georgia. I say perseverance for being a Gator because I saw how the previous athletes and the previous students who came from Waycross were successful, how they worked. You don't get anything just for nothing here. You have to set your line of sight. You have to put the effort forward because there's no middle ground. It's either you're going to be complacent with where you are or you're going to excel. So I looked at it as, okay, I've seen the greats that have come before me. I've seen the ones who are related to me and not related to me. But even when they're not related to you, they feel like family. I want to make my name. I want to make my mark. And I always said that even if it wasn't sports, I wasn't able to do it sport-wise, that I was going to do use my intellect and use my abilities, my God-given talents, to put whatever of the best version of myself forward.
Right, man. Well said. Well said. Both of your parents have degrees.
Okay. Yes. My mom graduated from Valdosta State.
Yeah.
My dad graduated from Fort Valley State.
Yeah, I was at Valdosta State the same time your mom. It was after I got done with the Navy. I went here 2 years. I walk in the library about to study. The two people I see is your mother and your cousin Jennifer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which shocked me. I was like, oh.
I remember those days well. I used to follow them around.
Yeah.
At BSU's campus. But mom was in the Army. Military.
Yeah, before. Yeah. She went to military before. I took a look. I kind of eased my way away from Waycross College. I took longer than, because I was married, had kids.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And by the time I got to Valdosta State, it was like, yeah, it's getting to be too much. You know. But that was, very smart. Very smart woman. You
played no games about get your school.
You were, and your dad knew. Your dad,
absolutely.
Yeah. So you had two good parents. Like both of them, love them to death. Good people. All right, to the community, how important is their involvement for these young athletes during and after high school career? Now you kind of spoke on that. Mm-hmm. You know, but I thought I need to ask the question so you can reemphasize how important that is.
I think for me, whether it's the student athletes or just the students in general, the community involvement is so imperative. I still remember certain instances and occasions that really stood out to me that inspired me more to want to do more in the community and to show positive representation. One of the biggest things, I know it might seem small to them, but it was big to us. I remember when I graduated, Dr. and Dr. Jackson, the dentist, they gave us all special cards with a $2 bill inside. I still have that $2 bill.
Really?
I think about that to this day and how, you know, I looked at them as they persevered through so much. They're married with children.
They started
their own business. They continue to give into the community. They continue to pour into the youth and to show that there are so many avenues. Your possibilities are only as limited as you make them be.
Right.
So I really believe that community engagement is important because it shows the youth, especially now, how sometimes things like social media can portray things where it's, you know, different dynamics are more easily achieved or not obtainable, you know, it creates constructs that may not necessarily be. So right. The community involvement allows us to see that how we can engage with others to learn ways to help each other, because it's a building process and it's teamwork.
That's right.
I don't care how independent and self-resilient you are, you still need others.
That's right. You need support.
Absolutely.
Definitely need support. All right. What encouragement and wisdom would you give to current high school students at Ware County and beyond regarding their career and educational choices?
I say, again, back to my favorite word, perseverance. You don't know until you try. And my personal motto is until there's no longer an option, there's always an option. So you have to test and trial everything. You don't know until you do the work. Nothing, and as my mom's favorite phrase is, nothing easy is worth having, and nothing worth having comes easy. So you're going to have to do the work. So the main thing is, no matter what it is, set your sights and have realistic expectations and grace. Just like God gives us grace, allow yourself grace to make mistakes and figure things out.
That's right. Well said. All right, when we return, we'll give Dr. Porter the opportunity to share about his doctorate degree and his brand new business. Stay tuned after we give you the keyword for this week. This week's keyword is jamboree. Again, that keyword is jamboree. By using this keyword, you can get 10% off your purchase with any of our sponsors, including Uncle Wayne's Steak and Barbecue, JD Power Wash LLC, and Glasswork Auto Care. Again, that keyword is jamboree. All right, folks, we're back to a high school football jamboree, and we're here with Dr. Misha Porter, and we're going to turn it over to him. He has a few things he want to say.
Thank you very much. Again, my name is Dr. Misha Porter, Jr. I am a board-certified family practice and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. I was born and raised in Waycross. I currently reside in Atlanta, and I just recently established my second business, which is Porter Healthcare Solutions. Porter Healthcare Solutions is a mobile and telehealth health service company that is geared towards providing improved psychiatric mental health services and family practice care to those in need. Right now, my primary focus is home health services and telepsych services in Metro Atlanta. But within the next couple of years, I'm planning to expand, well, actually sooner, to Waycross, following up with a physical location in the year coming after. Presently, I am loading a website for you all to review. That will be available soon for disclosure as well. And from there, I'll be able to provide services to new patients, as I'm already starting to encounter some patients from this area in the Metro Atlanta area. I have an extensive background of almost 20 years of healthcare. I've done most things as a registered nurse and as a nurse practitioner, as an exercise physiologist and a pharmacy technician. So if you guys are ever in need of someone with hometown, familiar face and services that you entrust and feel like you're talking to an old companion who can provide you with the care and services that you need, I'm your individual. So I thank you guys for the opportunity to share my business and to give a little bit of my background.
All right, Rick. Okay, that was Dr. Misha Porter Jr., and man, we really appreciate you doing this. I know you ain't got a lot of time to spare. You know, you're a busy man.
Yes, I always got time for home. The joke for everyone around back where I live is that I talk about Waycross like it's God's country, but I tell them that's because it is.
It is. That's right. That's right. All right, man, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
So proud of you, brother.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Keep doing it.
Absolutely. I appreciate you.
All right.
And thank you for spotlighting me. This is really good, really big for the community. Kids really need to see what comes from. There are so many things that come from South Georgia. I mean, when you think about the history of Waycross, the people who've been here, people who live here, who have, you know, come from here, the people who know this place that you don't even know this place. I've traveled, you know, multiple countries, multiple continents. I've been to 31 to 50 states. you'll be surprised who really knows Waycross. Oh, Waycross has an impact that is long-lasting. So I want everyone to know that they're, again, that you're only as limited as the potential that you have for yourself. There is no reason to be anything but boundless when you're coming from a place like Waycross, because it's a rich tradition of not just winning, but just being successful.
Well said. Well said. And also, you make it cool to be smart. You know what I'm saying? They need to see that. It is cool to be smart, people.
Absolutely.
All right.
On behalf of our producer, Philip Chaz Dixon, our statistician, James Taylor, and my colleague, Cody Taylor, thank you for joining our show for this week. We look forward to being with you again next week. Don't forget the keyword that we gave earlier in the show. By using it from the opening of business tomorrow until 2 p.m. next Wednesday, you will save 10% off your next purchase or service at any of our sponsors. Thanks to Uncle Wayne Steak and Barbecue for hosting us as our presenting sponsor. Thanks to JD Power Wash LLC for being a second-year sponsor for the Jamboree. Thanks to Glassworks Auto Care for another sponsorship for this platform. Thanks to Brian Blount from 105.1 FM, a Higgs multimedia radio station, for the radio publicity. Brian is the voice of the Ware County Gators. Thanks to Scott Rifon and Garrison for the radio publicity at 102.5 FM and iHeart Radio Station. They are the voices of Glen Academy and Red Terror Football. Thanks to the invaluable support from the Waycross and Ware County Happenings page on Facebook. Mr. Whipple loves this community dearly. Don't forget to check out our recommended reading for season 3, written by our good friend, Mr. John Nelson of GPB Sports. Peach State Pigskin History covers all the great moments of high school football in this great state, even dating back prior to World War I. You may purchase this book on Amazon in your choice of paperback or hardcover. Don't forget to catch Chester Proctor with his Friday Night Lights show on your local radio station via GNN. The show is recorded live in the Sweet Onion Capital of Georgia. As we sign off, don't forget to shop and buy local and to always thank a veteran for their service.